Now go, if you would, to John chapter 4. John chapter number 4. Let me show you the kind of people that God can use out soul winning. John chapter 4, verse 16. Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. This is the woman at the well. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands. And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. Like, wow. The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. So apparently Jesus has hit the nail on the head here. That this woman has had five husbands and she's living with a dude that she's not married to. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. Notice to change the subject right away. Okay, now again, this is a passage that people will twist. But let's go by what the Bible actually says. Jesus asked a very reasonable question. He's talking to her. He's talking about the gospel. She doesn't quite understand what he's saying at that point. He's talking to her about the gospel. And she says, give me that living water. And he's talking about everlasting life. She thinks it's some kind of like an everlasting gobstopper, like that you basically drink this water and you don't have to keep coming to the well or something. So he's telling her about everlasting life. So he says, go call thy husband. You know, it makes sense because if you remember, like when the apostle Paul is going to give the gospel to the Philippian jailer, it's like, you know, hey, let's get your whole household together to hear this. So it's a pretty reasonable question. Go call your husband. But she says, well, I don't have a husband. And Jesus, because he's the Son of God, he knows these things. He says what he said there, where he brings up the fact, well, yeah, you have had five husbands, but the guy you're married to, I guess you're right. I guess he's not your husband. You did say truly that you don't have a husband, even though you're living with him. She changes the subject, right? And you know what? They never get back on that subject. They never do. She's like, well, I got a question for you about which mountain we should be worshiping in. You know? She changes the subject and never come back. But I've heard these bogus repent of your sins preachers say, well, before she could get saved, she had to deal with her sin. She had to deal with that. Jesus was confronted. You know, that's not what happened in the story, my friend. It never comes up again because salvation's a free gift. It's not earned by you cleaning up your life. It's not earned because you put all your boyfriend's stuff in the driveway and then come back, okay, Jesus, now tell me how to get saved. That's not how it works, okay? It's just as I am with Jesus. You get saved just as you are, just by faith alone, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now jump down to verse 25. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Verse 28, the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and saith to the man, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. So she doesn't go call her husband because she doesn't have one, but she goes and basically calls all the men of the city, right? She goes to the men of the city and says, you got to hear this guy. Come hear this man who told me all that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Because what did he just claimed that he was Christ. This guy says that he's the Messiah. This guy says that he's the Christ. He told me all things that ever I did. Isn't this Christ? Come hear this guy. Let's go. Let's hear what he has to say. So she gets all these guys. They come back. You know, Jesus preaches. They talk, etc. But look what the Bible says in verse 39. Or actually look at verse 30. Then they went out of the city and came unto him. So she invites these people to come to Jesus and they come. Then in verse 39, it says, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman which testified, he told me all that ever I did. So when the Samaritans were come unto him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. And he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word and said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Now, again, if we're reading carefully, we see that many of the people got saved through her word. And then other people, because it says in verse 41, many more believed because of his own word. So it's not saying, well, she didn't get anybody saved. it was only Jesus later they got saved. No, no, no. She got people saved. And then over the course of 2 days, Jesus got other people saved who said, well, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we've heard them ourselves. But was there a group of people that she got saved herself? Yeah, there was. So I think part of the reason why this story is in the Bible is to show us how God can even use people with a bad past in order to do great things for him. But not only that, he'll even get you out soul winning before you clean up your life. She dropped her water pot and she went straight out soul winning. And I hope that she cleaned up her life. I hope that later on, you know, she kicked that dude out of the house or got out of his house or whatever her situation was. I hope she didn't just continue living in fornication and so on and so forth. But you know what? The Bible doesn't say that. So I like to actually base what I believe on what the Bible says, not on what it doesn't say. So if we focus on what's actually in the text, we see that Jesus Christ takes somebody who is living a sinful life. Yes, she's got a bad past, but she's got a bad present too. She's living with the dude right now. We focus on the bad past. How about the present? And yet, she's used by God to bring people to Christ, to get people saved.